Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ozzie Guillen.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
La Pantera. My main is La Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
I'm managing one guy. I almost start crying. Adam Dunn.
Yeah.
People ask me, why do you keep playing him? Don't blame me. Blame Katie and Rick. They signed him. I had to play him.
Well, did you give Adam Dunn a mental break or he just...
I gave him two bottles of vodka with orange juice.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Ozzie Guillen. We should let you know the winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie joins us now on the Arturo Tire Hotline. Arturo, your hometown tire, Arturo.com. Morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. Very, very, very good. Very excited about what we see on the field last week and few days. You see a little bit different ball club. I'm kind of excited about it. I'm not going to get too high on it because you never know. Played good yesterday. You know, they've been playing pretty good baseball lately.
You know, I totally agree with you. They've been playing good baseball. They've been a better team. You know, that the disaster in Baltimore, I thought it was great that they won a game against the Mets, and then you get that Baltimore thing and you're scratching your head. Then they play really well against Detroit. They beat the Royals, and now they're on the road here. And I guess the headline for me today is Luis Robert, right? I mean, we'll talk about the call-ups and the young guys and all that stuff, but you saw Luis Robert play the way you want him to play. Not only did he make some really important defensive plays, but he had the double and the home run, and they are a different team if they get a professional outing from him.
Well, I was very excited because defensively, this guy no doubts how good it can be.
Right.
Offensively, we've been waiting for this moment for a long time, even for last year. In last year, he was struggling late in the season. But excited and happy to see him contribute to the ball club. Hopefully think about, I don't want to left out of this group. You know, this group playing very good baseball. And hopefully he can do the best he can do every day. Show up once a week and doing it. Show up, be very more consistent. And when this guy hitting, obviously the ball club is going to look better.
Ozzie, last Friday, Kyle Teal made his major league debut, and things have gone pretty well.
Before that, we saw Tim Elko called back up to play a role, and maybe he'll be here a while, maybe he won't, but he was promoted as well. Last night, it was Grant Taylor's turn. He makes this just electric debut with 12 pitches, 10 of them strikes, and he had a 1-2-3 inning. Philosophically, has the White Sox organization changed the way they view prospects and how quickly to bring them up to the majors? Because it seems like this season, over the last month, it's been faster than ever.
There's no doubt about it. In the past, it's kind of like, okay, you know, I mean, they tried to hold those guys back because time in the big league, it's just all the different things. Right now, I think Chris Gayle did a tremendous job. Like, okay, you're playing good right now. We're going to call you up, see what you can bring to the table. They don't worry about the money. They don't worry about the free arbitration year. They don't worry about free agents. And I think that's a great idea how to build a young ball club. And take a look. You know what? I'm going to take a look at you in the big league to see where we are after the season, to see we can, you know, we can keep you and continue to build the future, or we can trade you because we think you know where they have any chance in the big league. Great moment, because a great opportunity, because you can see those guys in the big league. And I think last night, I said in the show, they find Taylor's a new closer. I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I said that, but he got the best stuff out of the group, what I see. I seen him pitch in the minor league. He's not, believe me, it's a lot of different when you pitch in the minor league, when they pitch in the big league. But what I saw yesterday, he was calm, you know, at least in the mound. I don't know how he feel internal, but he threw a strike. He got an unbelievable breaking ball. I see his breaking ball going down 12-6. I like what I see. His makeup, it seems like it's very good. And they don't have a closer for next few years. I think they find one. I got to compare him with Bobby James. He throw harder than Bobby. But his breaking ball, it reminds me of Bobby James, you know, good ball, good changeup. But the best thing is about 100 miles per hour. You can throw 2,000 miles per hour.
You know,
you have to be around the plate.
I always thought that the most extraordinary thing about 2005 was the way you guys went through closers. It was pretty extraordinary that you had an injury, then you go to Dustin Hermanson, then all of a sudden you know he's down, and you got Bobby Jenks, and it just worked as easily as it did. Three different closers that year, and it was almost as if you were improving every time you had to make a change. Why was that so easy that season and so difficult every other year? And Ozzie, by the way, I was saying earlier, I thought Will Venable did a good job of getting that kid into the game against the 7, 8, 9 hitters, making sure that he was in a position where he could have success.
Yes, I did overall. I think he did a great job, especially late movement on the field when they replaced a couple of players for defense. And pinch running. Yes, I think I have a little bit, say, you know, he will pitch this guy today. I don't know when and how he's going to do it, but I think he's pitching in a very tremendous spot. Not an easy inning because they only up by 2 runs. But he went down. But if you can find out what you have, you know, you're going to make your debut in Houston. The team has been playing very well at home. And you do what you did. It created you a lot of confidence. It made the bullpen now a lot better. And I'm very, very glad what I see. I'm not getting in love with players so quick. I got to wait to see how good they can perform in a few days. But with the stuff he have, and the mentality he have, you know, I mean, this kid can be a devastated. It can be great out of the bullpen.
This segment with Ozzie Guillen on The Score is brought to you by Ford of Homewood. It's where smart shoppers shop for new Fords. So, Ozzie, last week, as I mentioned, Teal comes up. Edgar Carroll is going to split duties with him behind the plate. One might DH, as they did last night. I was a little surprised they sent down Corey Lee. What did you think about the way the Sox have handled this catching situation?
Well, very tough. Oh, my goodness. Very tough because when you got two rookie catchers, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, those guys got to learn, not learn how to play in the big league. I think learn the pitching staff. They got to go a lot of things. Now baseball, in the past, you say, hey, what you have, fastball, slider, change, okay, let's go. Now you got to go. You got to go like a football section, you know what I mean? You got to reach so many different pitches. You got to say, you know, in this Pacific score or count, you got to call this. You know what I mean? It's just so difficult now for the catchers. They handle them very well. To me, my worry was get those guys at bat. But you split them the game time behind the plate, you got to give them a 300 at bat, 250 at bat each other. I think that's a good kind of at bat. I love Theo because, first of all, I love Theo just because what he brings to the table, what he brings to the game, enthusiasm, he's all happy, very smart player. He did something yesterday. He scored from first base with a boy in the gap. Okay? How many catchers can do that?
Right.
Besides that ballpark is very short. You know what I mean? You have to really, really move yourself very well to score from first base with that. And it's score easier. That's a good point. I think it's throwing the guy out second base a couple of days ago was good, but it's at bat. Get good at bats. You can see those guys get good at bat and choose one of those guys. He put his nose on the ball. Get good at bat. Take the walks if you have to. You know what I mean? Just some good thing happened behind. You know, how many organizations have a rookie catcher can be a star in the organization? And Lee, I'm a big fan of him. He had to understand the point of what they want because the White Sox know what they can have from Lee. They don't know what they're going to have for Teal or Carroll in the future. Now they got to figure out, you know, which one is going to be the starting guy for next year, who's going to be the backup. So many things going to go in that position for the White Sox.
Yeah, I thought Shane Smith pitched well yesterday. He's pitched well, generally speaking, since coming here. Do you believe he's their all-star? Every team gets one. Or do you think Vargas has a chance?
Wow, I think this kid earned to be the enemies. Right now, maybe have two, three more stars. Yesterday, to me, it was a little struggle.
Yeah.
Especially the third and the fourth come out very good. We got to give some love to the defense, White Sox defense.
Yes.
From big double plays last couple of games. But it showed me I struggle. Back in the sixth inning, I told Chuck, I said, they got to get him out. I said, why? Now he's just, he don't have no legs right now. See how he pitch for next two, three stars, make the other star team, but yes. Because most of the time, all the star games, they need a pitcher. They always have problems because the guy throws Sunday, Saturday, cannot pitch Tuesday. So many things involved. And I think this kid somewhere, somehow, if this kid's available to pitch, I think he will be on the last All-Star team.
We're about a month away from Returning for a Cause, a second annual golf fundraiser by the Rincon Family Services in conjunction with the Ozzie Guillen Foundation, a golf outing, Swing for a Brighter Future. July 15th, four-person scramble at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club in Lamont. So, Ozzie, how long can the Sox keep this going? They've had a very good week, but it's only been 1 week. Do you see things that you think are sustainable, and do you think this team can finally learn how to win on the road?
That's a good question, man. That's a great question. Chuck asked me that question before they take off. I got to wait. I get excited about it. I got to wait to see how they play this week in the road. They start very well. But I think they continue to do what they're doing. Get the big hits. That's the more important thing. The White Sox have been killed by not hitting with the main scoring position. That's the biggest thing they have. Right now, they're doing it. If they continue to do it, I think it's going to be an excited team. I'm not going to say, oh, my God, look, they're going to turn around, win the division, win the World Cup. But it's going to be a fun team to watch because they have a lot of tools and a lot of things I like to watch a baseball team. They can run. They can hit some little bit of power. They got a great pitching staff. I'm not going to say great, good pitching staff. They catch the ball. They only make one error in the last week and a half. You know what I mean? It's a lot of good things come up for the White Sox. But playing the role and hitting with a scoring position, that's why they have the record they have right now.
Yeah, they feel like a different team. It's almost like they returned some professional baseball players to the outfield. You know, the outfield is kind of veteran now, and that feels pretty good. And I think that they've solidified things in the infield a little. They're just a better team than they were before they had sort of professional outfielders.
Well, you know, but right now the kid is healthy. That's the number one thing. And you can look at it. Rojas isn't hitting yet. You know what I mean? A lot of people talk about Roberts, obviously, because he's the oldest star on the team. He's the best tools player we have. But Rojas been struggled a lot. And I don't know how long they're going to have patience with him, because he played good defense, but they are bad. It's happening there. And if this kid start hitting and put it, you know, go with the group, instead, it's like, wow, you got 100 RBI and that's 100 bats. You know what I mean? A lot of different things you got to get better, because he's right now is very struggle at the plate.
Ozzy, great stuff. Appreciate your time, and we'll see you a little bit later.
Thanks, Ozzy.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
That is Ozzy Guillen. Always a joy to talk to him. So right now, the Sox have 7 rookies on the team. They got Madroff is starting at shortstop.
He's your everyday shortstop.
Kiro is going to be splitting time with Teal. That's 3.
That's your catchers.
They've got Tim Elko. I don't know long he's staying
Big
up.
Big Timber.
But
I don't know. Do you think he's here for the duration?
I don't know if he is.
He might go back down when Sosa comes back.
They got Vassell. They're second of the Rule 5 guys.
I like his role.
He's got a
lot of versatility.
And then, obviously, Taylor. Now another bullpen guy with
Grant
Vassell.
Taylor.
So that's 7 different rookies that are making a contribution.
Don't you consider Vargas kind of a rookie?
You know, I guess you could say
first full
that.
Season in the majors, right?
Well, but I mean, he played last year. He didn't do well. They traded for him.
He's youthful, though. He's young.
That looked like a bad trade.
It did.
And it doesn't anymore. He's been really good.
You think he's an all-star. And I think that's a fair question.
I think Shane Smith's probably the all-star. But if he stumbles next couple
but
chances.
The point being, he's really turned things around for his career and his projection.
Yes, he
I has. Do wonder about Elko at first base, because if not him, who?
Well, the thing about him is he can run into one.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm just saying.
And you don't really have a lot of guys that fit that profile.
No.
And he is kind of boom or bust, but you think you could probably live with that at the bottom of the order if you have to. Plus, it's not bad to. He's 26 years old, but he's still a prospect in many ways.
And, you know, he's not just a prospect. He was sort of the leader of Charlotte. You know, as I was watching some of those video, I told you yesterday, I was watching I can't remember the name of the show now. It's not the Road to Anything. It's the Prospect Show.
It's on CHSN, the Prospect Show for the White Sox.
Zero
win on George Wolko, Noah Schultz,
yes,
and your guy.
And Colson Montgomery.
Colson Montgomery.
And Colson Montgomery, for instance, was hanging out. His friends were Peel and Elko. And Elko, Big Elk. Or I don't know what you
Big
want.
Big Timber.
They call him Captain.
They
call him Captain in Charlotte, because he's sort of the leader of the band. He's the guy. Mm-hmm. He's 26 years old, and some of the younger guys were leaning on him. And apparently, really good teammate. Really nice. I think he's shied away from the idea of captain because he's now up in the major leagues and he doesn't want to be presumptuous about what his role is.
It's called top prospects.
But he is a top prospects. That's the name of it. Yeah, it's very good. I highly recommend it if you are a fan of the White Sox. You know what's interesting is there's a moment in there where they have like the prospect game. I mean, again, I just watched them all in a row. But at one point, you got Wolko in the outfield, and he's mic'd up, so he's trying to talk. So he says something to Braden Montgomery, who just like mutters a swear word as he goes by, and you hear him like, "I'm just trying to be a good teammate." Like, it was so sad.
It was kind of funny.
It made me wonder, like, what was Braden Montgomery upset about in that moment? But then there's a very supportive thing that happened that was pretty good too.
I know you don't like these comparisons, but I do think it is reminiscent of what happened in 2014-ish, 2013-ish with the feeling around the Cubs when they weren't very good.
I know.
But Chris Bryant was on the way. Javi Baez was already here. He was a young player, maybe not a rookie. Kyle Schwarber on the way. A lot of these young core players were developing into guys that would be eventually champions. And I'm not saying the White Sox are going to win a World Series championship in a couple years, but you can see why there are reasons for hope when you have the rookies you described and the progress they're making.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's definitely a lot to that. We should let you know that that our conversation with Ozzy was brought to you by the fine folks at Four Winds Casinos. Tune in to Ozzy's Outlook presented by Four Winds Casino every Wednesday and the 8 o'clock hour during the Mully and Haw Show throughout the 2025 baseball season. And you listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resort and Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape. We will be right back. It is Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Otto Kemp will lead off the bottom of the ninth inning. And he'll hit a high bouncer out in front of the plate. And the throw to first, not in time.
That'll be a base hit. There's not much you can do about it. Counts is going to come out and ask about this play. It's chopped, and the runner running inside the line was in on the grass, and that's what Counts is asking. I don't think Sherwater was really paying attention to that.
Counts has been thrown out of the game.
That's a couple days ago now. It seems a century ago.
It does.
Craig Counsell was getting tossed on a daily basis.
Two in a row, which created a very amusing moment on Tuesday on this radio station. And I was driving over to the United Center yesterday for television, listening to Craig Counsell be interviewed by Ant Heron and Mark Grody. And it got to the point where, all right, Grody's very comfortable with Craig Counsell. I appreciate that rapport they have. And Grody was talking to Craig Counsell about maybe going for three in a row on Tuesday night.
We are rooting for you. We are rooting for you.
We can make history happen.
Yeah,
today.
No, I don't know. I don't. Anthony seems to want you to be ejected. I want you to stay in the game tonight.
There has been a Cubs manager that has been ejected three consecutive games.
There hasn't been, or has?
There has.
Who?
Is it Lou Piniella?
Yeah.
That's my guess. Lou Piniella?
Frankie Frisch. Nice Ooh. Try.
Frankie Frisch.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Frankie, I don't, when did he manage the Cubs? What year was it, Craig? If you're going to do this.
Going down this rabbit
Yeah,
hole,
if you're yeah. going to go down this rabbit, you got to give me a year or a decade.
Like late 40s, early 50s.
Oh, okay. I think old Ed Harding might have told you
the
that.
The well-known yeah. Frankie Frisch
yeah.
era.
Yeah. yeah. Who told you that? Was it Coomer? Who told you that?
I've had several people, actually.
Okay.
It's around, you know?
We're the only yeah. ones they don't know, apparently.
Yeah, right. All the cool kids know all about Frankie Frisch.
Craig, you're the best man. Honest to God, if you do get ejected, will you come on the afternoon show again tomorrow?
Yeah, I will. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
Mark that
I will.
Down.
That's why we're safe.
Thanks, Craig.
That was great.
That was hilarious.
Frankie
that
Frisch,
so funny.
Cubs manager, 1949 to 1951.
What was Frankie Frisch's, what was he most known for?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. Do you know? You must know if you're asking. I do not know.
I know that he was nicknamed the Fordham Flash.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was also known as the Old Flash.
I did not know that.
Second baseman and manager. Yeah. Yeah. Flash. Okay.
He was the Cubs manager, 1949 to 51. What a record.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
How about this?
I'm looking at the wrong. He's 141 and 196. He was not a very good manager.
No.
He was fired.
He was tied with Yogi Berra for the most World Series doubles at 10.
Oh, wow.
And he holds the record for the most World Series hits at 58 for a player who never played for the Yankees.
I bet you Craig Counsell didn't know that.
Yeah.
About Frankie Frisch, who was the manager of the Cubs in 49 and 50 and then fired in 51. After going 35 and 45 after Bruce ran him out of town.
Yeah, 49 and 50. Oh, man. See what you do. Yeah. I don't know a lot about Frankie Frisch.
We do now. That was a fun moment.
Did you know that he was tossed three consecutive
times? I did not know that.
Did you ask that yesterday?
I did ask that yesterday. And you know what?
Yeah,
the texters came through and I checked it and double-checked it after the show.
Uh-huh.
Earl Weaver ejected in both games of a doubleheader.
Believable. No doubt about it.
He was just a... unhappy
Next time
man.
We talk to Stoney.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to
That
ask
would be
about
good.
That.
He would remember. He might have been part of that. Who knows?
He may have caused it.
He may have caused it.
No.
Yeah, that's interesting because I think Earl Weaver, both games of a doubleheader, which makes you wonder if it was the same umpiring crew was like, enough of you already. You're not coming back and giving us any more. Goodbye. Gone.
Frankie Frisch, the pride of Wilmington, Delaware.
No kidding.
Apparently. I don't know.
Wilmington, Delaware.
That's where he was born.
Wow. You don't have that's not like a cradle of managers. You don't
no,
think of Delaware when you think of baseball.
No.
What do you think of when you think of Delaware?
Frankie Frisch.
The Blue Hens.
No, I don't know what you think.
I don't know what you think about when Delaware. What is Delaware?
Honest to God. No,
first state of the Union, right?
I'm going to admit this to you. I don't think about Delaware much.
Really?
Yeah, it just doesn't cross my worldview all that often.
Yeah, I think that might be one of those states I've only been to once, maybe.
Yeah, you've been there, though. You've been through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been through there. Not very long.
Honest to God, how many states have you not been to? Have you ever sat down and figured that out?
Yeah, I think there has been a time when I've done that. And I would have to think I've not been to Montana.
Oh, I've been to Montana.
Not been to Montana. What brought you to Montana?
Lunch. I was at Yellowstone.
Fire up the jet.
I was at Yellowstone, and you're, there's you're there are basically four states there. Mm-hmm. So we went to one for lunch. It was Montana. I just wanted to make sure I had made it to Montana.
Okay. That's a good one. I don't think I've been to Montana.
So that's Wyoming, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
I've
been to Wyoming.
Idaho, but we've been there anyway. Or no, we haven't. Utah, I've been to.
Oh, Utah.
Because we go to Salt Lake City all
many
the time.
Times.
I'm just saying sports. Professional sports stuff.
See, what's the thing. We were both sports writers.
Yes.
Lucky enough, I guess, if you want to look at it that way, lucky enough to travel around the country.
That's
so there aren't very many venues
states that you haven't been to.
No.
And frankly, like most of the major cities
mm-hmm.
I've been to because of work,
same.
Sports work.
Same.
Yeah.
Yet to what you think of is like you evaluate cities based on the proximity of downtown to the airport.
You start to think about
and the easiest way to get there. That's why I loved Cleveland for so long. Cleveland, I know people say about, do you ever go to Cleveland for vacation? No, Joakim, no, I haven't. But if you're a sports writer, you love it.
What's so good about Cleveland?
Thank you, Joakim.
Here it comes.
You land. You get off the plane,
yep.
You get on the train, you go downtown,
yep.
You get to your hotel, you're there.
Yep.
You're there, whether you're covering the Browns and everything that's downtown, the Guardians or the Cavs, in which you're there for different reasons over the years.
And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That too.
It's right next to the football stadium.
Yeah, it's right there.
You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation.
Okay, thank you. I asked that question. I remember the answer.
You asked him
that question. The Dakotas. That's a spot.
We just talked about that. I've been to.
You've been to South Dakota.
Yes, but not North Dakota.
I've not been to.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been to either Dakota.
Yeah.
That's
no professional teams.
It's a missing spot on my resume.
Yeah.
No. I really enjoy Oregon. Really enjoyed Oregon when I've been there.
Only been to Portland.
It's been, I went to Nike Town, and so that's Beaverton, Oregon, I believe.
Yeah, I've been there.
Up there, been to Portland.
But that's basically
Portland. Yeah, I like Portland, yeah. Yeah,
Beaverton's not definitely. Far from Portland.
Just trying to think of some obscure states that might not be like, you know, where are you going this weekend? Well.
You been to Vermont?
Yes. Drove through Vermont on the way to Maine, I believe.
Remember the Maine. I've been to Maine. I went to the national park there. That was fun.
West Virginia?
Yes, definitely West Virginia. Played football in West Virginia. Played against the West Virginia Mountaineers.
Cool.
That was a memorable day that I wanted to forget.
Morgantown.
Yes, Morgantown.
Still got a bruise?
Bruised ego. That was a long day. 35-10, I think. And we hung with them until the fourth quarter. Then it was just out of hand. Totally out of hand. Major Harris, remember him?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Wow.
Nightmares.
Still have the tire marks?
Yes, thank you.
No pick six against him?
No pick six. No. No pick six against Major Harris. No, I remember coming. Yeah, that was a long day. Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of West Virginia, to be honest with you. With due respect to Tyson Bagent, I'm not going to his birthday party.
Well, I'm not sure you were invited.
I wasn't invited either.
The list is only 200, if I'm not mistaken.
It didn't make the cut. I wonder if Fishbane made the cut.
Probably not.
No?
Well,
I mean,
the whole quarterback room make the cut?
You think Caleb was not invited?
Well, or the other guy.
Case Keenum?
Maybe Case Keenum.
Yeah, maybe not.
I think if you don't invite Caleb, you're risking, you're rolling the
Austin
dice.
Austin Reed definitely go.
Austin Reed invited to Cole Kmet's wedding.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was there.
I didn't realize
that. Wasn't he one of the guys we spotted?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Good. Caleb made the trip.
Yeah, that was good.
It was nice to see him.
Still kind of stuck on the fact that he had a Packer at his wedding.
But that's his sister's boyfriend.
It's his sister's boyfriend.
You're supposed to tell your sister you can't bring the dude you're involved with?
They're not married.
Oh, boy.
Did they get in the family photo, too?
There's a photo of the four of them that she had on her Instagram page that I saw.
Oh, I didn't see that. How about Alaska? Not been to Alaska, 815
asks. No, I've never been to Alaska. I'd like to go to Alaska. I've heard good things.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I've never been
there. Juneau, me too.
Where?
Juneau.
Anchored down in Anchorage?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
I think Alaska would be a long trip, though. Long flight, right?
I'm not really dying to get to
Alaska.
Someone I know took a boat cruise and like went past Alaska. You know, you,
my mom did that.
Instead of going the other way,
my mom did that.
To warmth, you go through.
She went
Alaska.
On an Alaskan cruise. She really loved it.
It was supposed to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've
never been on a cruise. Have you ever taken a cruise?
No, I have not. Not in a big hurry to either.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really think I'm
not
cruise
built for
material.
That? Yeah.
Too kind of cramped too, and then you're immobilized for like a week.
I looked for a Disney cruise one time when the kids were little, and I think it would have taken us like 6 years to get on a list, and by that time they wouldn't want to go. But there is like an island, a Disney island or something. You take a cruise ship and you go around, and then you stop in some island that is owned by Disney, and you pretend like you're Gilligan's Island. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, no, thank
Nothing.
You.
Nothing. No.
Underrated states, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Pretty underrated. Providence is outstanding.
Oh, Providence is a great town.
Yeah, Providence, really great city.
I used to fly in and out of Providence for Foxborough.
Yeah, much easier to get to
much
that way.
Much easier.
You avoid Logan Airport.
Yeah, but I love Boston, and it's tough for me.
I like Boston, but not to cover a Patriots game.
No, it's a longer ride, but I'm just saying, if you could spend a night in Boston, you kind of...
Boston's outstanding. Boston
good.
Is as similar to Chicago as any sports city.
It's a great city if you're Irish American.
Yeah, well, it has a lot of. It's built on neighborhoods.
Good Irish bars.
Huge sports culture, and I think that it's most similar to Chicago than any major city, in my book
that
I've traveled to.
Yeah, I suppose it's a pretty good city.
Philly probably after that. Chicago, Boston, Philly.
You know, underrated Irish bars in San Francisco. Had a great time in San Francisco. I had a great time.
Do you evaluate your trips to cities based on their Irish bars?
But I do measure every American city by the quality of their Irish bars. I will change
criteria.
That. I will say that I measure every world capital, every major city in the world by the number and the quality of the Irish bar. There is no major city in the entire world that you go to that doesn't have like an excellent Irish bar, whether that's in China or Russia or you name a place, you will find an excellent Irish bar there.
Hmm. That's a really good way to look at things based on what you like.
Yeah.
Based on your own taste.
Been to some of the best Irish bars in the world, in Paris, in Rome. Fantastic Irish bar, obviously in London. There's great Irish bars everywhere.
All right, we need to break, but
San
before
Francisco,
we do,
great.
I love San Francisco.
Excellent Irish
love
bars.
San Francisco.
Great Irish.
Scott Lindholm, a good listener of ours,
yes,
tells me and tweets at me, July 12th, 13th, and 14th, 1951, Cubs. That's when Frankie Frisch was ejected three straight times.
And that's great information.
What was he throwing out of over?
Yeah, for what? What was he doing?
Oh, I don't know that.
Well, let's see how good this
call at home plate, balls and strikes, and a delay in the pitching. That's the way it's referenced. Delay in a pitching change. He threw the book. That's literally threw the book at an umpire. And then arguing balls and strikes, and then a call at home plate.
Asked and answered. There you go.
There you go.
Pretty good. All right, we got Chris Chelios. Chelly knows a good Irish bar when he sees one. We'll talk to him next. Mullion Hall on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chelios.
Up the boards to Chelios with room. He shoots. Score!
That MGM ambassador. The sportsbook born in Vegas.
Nice play by Chris Chelios.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Chris Chelios is not human. I'm convinced of it. Not only will he go in the Hall of Fame, I think he should go in the Smithsonian.
Blackhawks legend.
Chelios will add defense, but he'll also add offense to the Hawks.
Steve Smith the head to Murphy. Nichols at the line. Chelios moving in.
Three-time Stanley Cup champion.
What a competitor Chris Chelios has been over the years, and he's been a winner every place he's ever been.
Chris Chelios with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our favorite BetMGM ambassador, Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Chris joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
You know, I hate to ask you this because I don't even know if you would care, but I'm curious. They say that the NBA Finals, right, they had the worst rating for the first game of a finals in 20-something years. But they're just, for whatever reason, people aren't as excited about it as you would expect. And it's really not going well. The Stanley Cup, the first two games were phenomenal, and the third game was obviously a bit of a disappointment. But what are the ratings like? Do you know if they're getting good ratings? Or does Edmonton draw? Are people tired of Florida? I don't think they've been very good. Yeah.
I would say no. I don't think anybody in the U.S. cares about Edmonton, quite honestly. Florida, you know, they're going to draw. But, you know, just because of these breaks, too, it loses momentum, I think.
Yeah.
After those first two games and had the break, I don't think that's a good idea, including basketball, where they almost, I think, is it 5 days they haven't played since that first game? Maybe I'm mistaken. Have they played another game?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, it's 1-1.
And it's,
they go back at it tonight.
Yeah.
And they're in Indianapolis tonight. It's the first time in 25 years.
Yeah, first time in 25 years.
But there's not, like, I mean, Indiana loves basketball, but I don't know that the nation
it's
is
not
watching.
A buzz.
No.
No, and I mean, like, I was kind of, I didn't care either way, you know, who wins, but I was really hoping New York, because I would have loved to go to New York and watch a game, because the Garden and just kind of magical and way bigger market. I'm sure the league's not too happy or thrilled about Indianapolis and Oklahoma being in the final, but again, it's just the hockey thing, it's never been better, there's no question, in the U.S., but it's just, it's lost interest. I mean, I'm up in Canada right now, and they're disappointed that they have to wait, you know, the extra couple of days. But I understand the travel that factors into it. But yeah, it's probably disappointing.
Well, whether you're in Canada or in the States and a hockey fan, I think you've heard criticism of Connor McDavid, who is still without a goal in three Stanley Cup final games. Is the criticism of him warranted, Chris?
No, absolutely not. He's doing what he has to commit to playing defense as a centerman. You know, before you call it anticipating, but he was blowing the zone too early, and it was costing him. Now he's focused on, I mean, he's got like 18, 19 assists, maybe more than that. He's playing the right way, and they have enough offense to do it. You saw the first two games could have went either way. Last game, bit of a blowout, but if he doesn't play the way he is now, he has no chance. You can't play Florida, and these guys don't cheat. They all are. Barkov's a perfect example. He's the greatest two-way player in the game today, and McDavid has learned that, you know, in the years of, you know, not having success in the playoffs. So goals aren't it's winning. And McDavid, I think, is playing the best he's ever played. Unfortunately for him, he's playing against a really good team in Florida, and they're on him. You saw Ekblad putting him on his ass that one hit, and guys aren't giving him room. So he's got to find a way to use the other guys, and he's done that up to this point, McDavid.
Yeah, you know, I said to David, I wonder if there's going to be a surgery after the Stanley Cup is done. That's usually how
is
you
he
find
hurt?
Out.
Yeah, exactly. You wonder if he's hurt.
Yeah, because he took a bad fall, and it looked like his ankle got crunched a little. You won't find out till after it's all over, and then you find out, oh, my God, this guy was going through a living hell.
Yeah, I mean, you looked at Tkachuk 2 years ago in the last night, he was playing with a broken sternum, and I can't imagine trying to breathe, right? So, yeah, you double hernias, the guys, torn groins. So, and like I said, McDavid did leave the bench there for a minute, but that's all part of playoff hockey and survival of the fittest. And like I said, I don't know if that's the case, but I hope not. But again, that's just one game. It looks pretty bad on Edmonton getting beat that badly. But if they, you know, win this next game, they're back in the driver's seat, best out of three with home ice.
30 seconds. Do you think they can come back? Do you think they can prevail?
I think they can, but I don't think they will. Florida, they're just too good, too fast, too strong. But again, I've been on the other side of the coin. I think I've told you, we've been up two games going back home, and all of a sudden everything goes wrong. Momentum, confidence. So if Edmonton can put up a good showing, if they win this next game, Edmonton, I think they could win the series. They lose this, obviously, it's down 3-1. But again, they're down 3-0 last year, and look what happened.
Yep.
So, you know, I know you guys want a prediction, but I still like Florida to win, though.
You're the best, Chris. Thank you,
buddy. Enjoy Canada.
I don't know if I answered that. The best thing is being up here and watching Edmonton lose. I had a good sleep the other night.
You're the best, Shelly.
That's so funny.
All right, take care, guys.
Oh, that's great. All right, we got Bruce Levine next. We'll come back with Bruce and talk some baseball. Mully and Haw on the score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.